Are you nice to men who hit on you and try to get your phone number?
Yeah, it actually just happened to me last week at the gym. I was nice, I declined just because I said that I was just out of a complicated relationship, and then just continued working out, but I think it takes a lot of courage, so yeah, I do try to be nice.
You've probably noticed that men are much more likely to be risk takers when it comes to dating. Men are going to consider dating from a large pool of women. They're going to be the ones that show the courage to approach women and ask for their phone numbers. Women are a lot more risk averse. They're only going to accept dates from a small pool of men. They're going to say no more often than they say yes, and they're never going to be the ones to approach a man and initiate that romantic interaction. When it comes to dating and relationships, men and women are completely different. Men are more adventurous and women are more reserved. Of course, there are going to be exceptions. This isn't black and white, but on the whole, you've probably noticed in your own life that men are more inclined to be risk takers and women are more risk averse. The man in the relationship wants to go camping and hiking and exploring. He wants to get out into the wild, whereas the woman wants to stay in a hotel in the town to go exploring the local shops and cafes. The man wants to experiment with sexual variety, different positions, different people, whereas the woman wants to set a more gentle pace. You know, she's comfortable with safe, familiar monogamy. When they've got children, the man's more likely to take a hands-off approach, just let the children figure it out, make their own mistakes, whereas the woman's going to be more hands-on in her approach, lots of planning and preparation. Like I said, there are exceptions to this, particularly in the modern age where we have so many masculine women and feminine men. But when you think of the archetype, the traditionally masculine man, he is adventurous, he's open to taking risks. The traditionally feminine woman is more reserved, more sensible, more risk-averse. The reason for this is that deep down, men and women are motivated by two very different things. You need to be aware that as a man, what's motivating you, what causes you to get inspired and to take action, is not the same as what motivates women. The primal force that moves her through life, that keeps her motivated, is different to what you're experiencing. If you don't understand that a woman's motivation is completely different to yours, then her behavior is not going to make any sense. The simplest explanation is this. Men are driven by a desire for freedom, whereas women are driven by a desire for security. It might sound simple, but the difference between those two motivations is massive. As a man, imagine living your life inside a routine. When you wake up, you know exactly where you're meant to be going, who you're going to be meeting, what's expected of you. That kind of overbearing structure feels restrictive. It's like there's this harsh boundary around you, this unnecessary limitation on your choices. Of course, a bit of structure and routine is absolutely fine, but on the whole, as a man, you want to wake up to possibility, to adventure. You want choices, you want the freedom to follow your passions. You want to have the ability to just start new projects if the mood strikes you right, without being locked into pre-existing commitments. That's you though, that is your masculinity. As a woman, too much choice, too much freedom is frightening. With too many decisions to make, women get overwhelmed. The idea of having structure and routines doesn't seem restrictive to women, it feels comforting, it feels safe. I want you to picture a wedding. You've got a bride and groom standing across from each other, holding hands. Now, they're both getting married, they're both doing the same thing, but if you go inside the man's head, he's thinking, oh my goodness, what am I doing? Am I really making this commitment? I have now restricted my choices for the rest of my life. No more variety, no more fun, just this one girl, what is going on? The woman isn't panicked. No, she's quite calm. She's thinking, yes, finally, commitment, monogamy, safety, familiarity, comfort. I can finally relax. So here's why we've got the difference. You see, both genders want more of what they don't have. With masculinity comes order, structure, logic. Imagine a world that was 100% masculine. Everything would be, you know, perfect geometry. It would be ultra rational. It would be a nightmare, to be honest. You see, as men, we are very familiar with masculinity. That's how our mind works. Everything is logical and structured. We spend so much time with masculinity that we get sick of it. We want to get out of our own heads. We want to escape from this endless barrage of masculinity. And so we seek adventure. We want to dance with chaos. We want to battle against the unknown. We want to go out into nature and experience wild forests, huge mountains. We want to do something that we've never done before. We want to take risks. We want to lean into chaos because chaos is not our natural state. You see, though, that for women, it's the complete opposite. If masculinity is order, then femininity is chaos. There's nothing defined, there's nothing structured, it's just this whirling mass of chaotic energy. Too much order bores men. Too much chaos frightens women. So what does a woman do? She leans into order. She leans into masculinity. She makes sure the house is completely tidy and cleaned up and everything is perfectly in its place. Women engage in familiar activities. They like spending time with friends that they've known for a long time, who they're familiar with. They like doing things that they've done before. Crazy risk-taking and adventures might be exciting for men, but it is stressful for women. This is duality. This is the yin-yang. Men are fiery hot and they want to go swimming in cool water, whereas women are icy and cold and they want to warm themselves by a fire. Both genders want more of what they don't have. Men seeking chaos, women seeking order. So when you're dating women, don't make the mistake of thinking that what motivates you is the same as what motivates her. It's not. As a man, you want freedom, but as a woman, she wants security.